they originate from slave patrols. Those were some of the first law enforcement units that we saw in this country. And police came to be to also fight worker strikes, slave uprisings, indigenous uprisings. So that is the roots of our policing system in the United States. Once that phase was over, policing evolved into another form of law enforcement. But generally, those laws have always been laws that subjugate specifically Black people, subjugate other populations, but specifically Black people. Then it has morphed into the old Jim Crow has morphed into the new Jim Crow. So our policing and criminal justice system have evolved to now look like the war on drugs and mass incarceration and broken windows and stop and frisk. So the question is, you know, when people talk about reform, can you actually reform police from what their intended purpose was? Like, the police were never created to support people and rehabilitate people and to act as supportive systems in our community. They're by nature punitive, and by nature, their job is to enforce laws that may or may not be just, and I would argue aren't, because of who holds the power to make laws in this country.
Okay, let's say we have that conversation and we all understand that history. What then? What are the first steps toward this reimagining that you envision?
Police not playing the role that they play now as actually the North Star. That's what we're going for. Defunding the police doesn't mean we wake up tomorrow and BPD is gone. It means we start moving, we start divesting in punitive systems and divesting in law enforcement. So that doesn't look like next budget cycle, the budget for the police department is zero. But maybe our goal is to decrease it every year, is to stop replacing officers that resign, and to start shrinking that apparatus. And as that apparatus shrinks, we are investing. So it's a divest, invest. And we start investing that money in other places that we as representatives determine in community, right? Informed by our community, but especially centering the people that have most been affected by a policing system that doesn't work.
Where do you put that money that you cut from police?
Well, I think housing is a really big issue all across the country, but in our community. I think access to youth programs, access to community spaces, access to employment opportunities, those are all, I mean, I guess the question I ask myself is like, how many people do I know that if they had education, I'm sorry, I missed that one, but how many people do I know that given access to education, access to housing, access to healthcare, would be like out robbing people or burglarizing homes or like, I can't think of any. And I think that, and you know, that's not anecdotal, right? We have studies after studies after studies that point to us that although our policing model thinks of, or in our society, we think of crime as an individual action of bad behavior that has to be corrected by putting somebody in jail. It's actually a manifestation of, usually when people are committing crime, is because they've been unable to meet their basic needs.
Isn't there a case for doing the opposite, increasing police budgets, but, you know, earmarking it for special social work type or community liaison functions?
Okay, so a couple of problems with that. One is that police departments, we've allowed them to become enormously powerful, to the point that even our city governments can't totally hold them accountable. And a lot of this is attributed to police unions, which I think are the biggest obstacle to real reform around policing, because they can essentially make cops immune from being fired, from being subject to civilian review boards. So it's an immensely powerful institution. And don't get me wrong, I'm a union girl, but we have to recognize when it's become a problem. So if there's no accountability, really, then that doesn't seem like a good place to house this, because we can't actually rein it back in. It's really hard.
Do you think that the shorthand term defund the police has done a disservice to the ideas that you're expressing here?
I think divest from punitive systems and invest in things that increase the quality of life of everyday people doesn't have as nice of a ring, or it's not chanted as easily as defund the police. I think, I mean, it probably can be framed in different ways, but I think that this is a moment where our society is being reorganized, right? Crises are moments that create openings for people to swoop in and grab power, right? And so we're seeing that through this global pandemic, and we're seeing that in these uprisings that are happening nationally. So this is the time to actually push for big ideas. It's not the time to be shy, because if we don't take up that space, someone else will.